Welcome to the Mike and You podcast. This is your boy Big Frenchy, aka the Mike A16 on Twitter. Hit me up. I'm with my main man, Manny You Fresh, with the remix.
I can't get over it. It's funny.
That's why you do it now.
I am you, AKC on Twitter. What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do is what it does. Thank each and every one of you for tuning in this week. We have a great show for you guys.
Theoretically.
Don't do that.
What?
Don't do that.
Ain't no, what happened?
I can't even say that word about this show, baby. What is success?
Different things to different people.
All right. It's a new month. We're going to talk about...
the month of June.
We're going to talk about...
you've been invited to a lot of weddings this month?
Why would I do that?
A lot of... because they say when you're married in June, you'll always be a bride. So the idea is that...
I'm not married.
I know you're not, but I know you know a lot of people, and I know a lot of people get married in June. Therefore, I'm asking. And by the by, June is one of the most expensive months to get married.
I'm busy all of June.
I didn't know if some of those meant going to weddings, but continue.
Go ahead. When it comes to wedding, I'm busy.
Why?
That's the bridesmaids' fun.
Okay.
Then,
I don't even know.
Don't do that. We got to talk about Aaron Rodgers and the Jets.
Aaron and the Jets.
Matt LaFleur and the Packers.
Okay.
That's your boy.
That's not
Coach of the Year.
Hey, my boy.
We got to talk about Jimmy G and Tom Brady. How that rhymes.
Okay.
And bars. So somebody's contract might be voided. We'll talk about that.
We'll see.
And I don't know where D-Hop going.
I don't even care anymore, but we'll talk about it.
We probably won't talk about it.
We'll talk. We can if you'd like to.
I'd rather talk about him when he signed a team. Well, let's start it off with the month of May. I meant the month of June.
Yes, you did.
The reason I said May, because National Returning Youth Month, and it's May 4th to June 4th. How you gonna return?
National Returning Youth, or is it like returning youth from the school to their home?
No.
Because they out of school now.
You turn back to youth and yourself.
Whatever.
This is for you.
No, it ain't.
The next one's for you, and this is for every month. National Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. Dealing with Big Frenchy, you get a headache, baby.
Man, don't even get me started on headaches, but we keep it moving.
Oh, so it's true. I give you a headache every month?
More like every week.
Could have did the cricket sound. That would have been perfect.
More like every week, but we keep it moving.
National Caribbean American Heritage Month.
Yeah.
I'm going to read this one, though. And I always read this one. National PTSD Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
National PTSD Awareness Month is observed annually in June. The month is dedicated to raising awareness about the conditions and how to assess treatment. And by the way, as you will say, by the by, June 27th is National PTSD Awareness Month. According to the National Center of PTSD, between 7% and 8% of population will experience post-traumatic stress disorder during their lifetime. Men, women, and children can experience PTSD as a result of trauma in their lives, events due to combat, accidents, disasters, and abuse are just a few causes of PTSD.
PTSD.
Yes. No matter the reason, PTSD is treatable, but not everyone seeks treatment. There are resources available to help diagnosis and to get help. And there's no shame in seeking assistance. And I always read that one because a lot of times we just think military personnel is the only people that can get PTSD.
They're the only ones with the stigma or with that. They're the only ones that people normally think of. because they do go through a lot. So don't get me wrong on that. But everybody can have PTSD.
And that's the reason why you and I always allow me to read that portion of PTSD, because we forget about women and children. Like, abuse people can have PTSD as well.
Mm-hmm.
National Home Ownership Month. This next one, I don't get. National Give a Bunch of Balloons Month.
First of all, it's not a helium shortage, but there's like a premium on helium now.
It's a premium on everything.
I ain't giving nobody no balloons. And plus, I'm not a balloon fan.
Why don't you blow it up?
What?
It won't fly, but blow it up yourself.
No.
Ain't got the oxygen.
Don't nobody want to get balloons blown up by nobody's stank breath? Put some helium in them things.
This one, everybody hates, but everybody, I guess, kind of need. National Pollinators Month.
Like bees?
Yeah.
It's another great day of saving the bees.
National DJ Month. Who's your favorite DJ? DJ Kelly.
Wow. We the best! I don't even know.
Me neither. National Safety Month. Be safe. African American Music Appreciation Month. Who do you appreciate? Tina Turner? She just passed away.
She just passed away. So.
National Soul Food Month. We need more soul food in Kansas City restaurants. Peachtree is not it.
It ain't never been it. Ever. But I don't even know what to say on that. I do agree with you, but if you're going to close at 6, it don't matter to me anyway. If you're going to close 6, 7, 8 o'clock, even 9 o'clock, it don't matter to me
anyway. And that's nothing we don't got here in Kansas City. A nice little restaurant that stay open late.
That's the problem I have. My whole clock operates from the hours of 12 noon to like 4 o'clock in the morning, and that's the reason I was late today. I ain't get home till 4 o'clock.
I forgot that dude on the 5 heartbeats. I forgot that dude. I was about to call you Red, but the dude that said my office hours is 9 to 5. You know what I'm talking about now. Yes, I forgot his name.
At first I didn't, but yes, I do.
816-654-6883 is the number here and the text line. National Papaya Month. Big Frenchy love papaya from Mr. Pure.
Of course you do.
National Iced Tea.
You know, I've never had the papaya from Mr. Pure.
Yo, you need to grab it.
But somebody told me about Mr. Pure and
it turned you off?
No, absolutely not. Turn me on.
Oh, that's the way Walter would have wanted it.
Shut up. But no, I haven't seen the papaya one.
Oh, Price Otherwise, Chopper on the Avenue. Oh, damn. I'm thinking we in the city.
I was about to say, we in the suburbs. You talking about on the avenue? Like,
we in the suburbs, like, bro.
I'm not. But I know, like, I knew exactly where the avenue was located, though. So
National Iced Tea Month. That's
your
half,
favorite.
That's half of the Mikey Palmer.
So question, do you go to Cane's?
I've been there one time. The R took me there for my first ever time, and he bought my food.
Was it good? Did you like it?
It was better than Zaxby's because the chicken strips were longer.
They were fine at first. When they first got here, they had bigger chicken strips. Now they like strips for real.
That's how Zaxby was.
Now they little bitty old strips.
And they suckered you in.
Of course. That's how Chipotle did it. Yeah, anyway, we keep it moving.
National Great Outdoors Month. You do anything outdoors?
The movie?
No. Go outdoors this month.
You seen the movie?
I think one time. Ain't
John Candy?
Yeah.
Not Jim Belushi. Dan Aykroyd's in it.
I've seen it like once.
It's a good movie. Anyway, we keep it moving. I do like going outdoors. In fact, I got to take the kids. I don't know when, but I'm going to get them some outdoor experience. They're going to get to hear daddy snore.
You going to camp in the backyard?
Yeah. You start them off in the backyard and then you go elsewhere.
You people.
Shoot, ain't no iPads.
I see why I'm like skinny and some, you dark.
Go throw some.
I see why.
Go throw some rocks in the water.
National Dairy Month. Big French
can't have. You lactose intolerant?
I'm getting there.
I'm not.
I never did like milk, so me eating ice cream.
Milk is not great, but everything that has lactose in it is pretty decent.
National Country Cooking Month.
Like, what's that country place that I'm trying to think
Cracker Barrel? That's Big Frenchie, one of his favorites. But
really?
Yeah.
They serve greens, which normally is always a go-to for me. But now I don't like
Cracker Barrel?
Yeah, Cracker Barrel's greens.
I don't eat greens. I don't eat greens from people.
I was about to say, you don't eat greens?
No.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Now you predicted this. National Camping Month. Now you can go outside and camp now.
It's time.
What's your favorite candy?
I don't have a favorite.
Well, National Candy Month.
Candy is candy, sir.
National Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Month.
Coconut in it.
Ugh. You don't like the You don't like the raspberry zingers?
No, I don't like Almond Joys or Mounds.
I'm gonna buy you some just so I can eat them. National Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Month. When you wear your suspenders, this is your month. National Accordion Awareness Month.
Accordion, just because of Urkel. Urkel and accordion.
And you be wearing them suspenders too.
I wear suspenders. And so like, anytime I wear a suit, I wear suspenders. Anytime.
Takes my mind everywhere. Like this dude is like eight million years old. LGBTQIA.
Yes.
Pride Month. I seen all the teams and stuff doing it. And the last one, Aquarium Month.
Aquarium Month?
Yes. Go to the aquarium.
We're taking the kids to go see some aquarium. I don't know where it is.
Shout out to KC Mustang. He used to give me updates via text message about the aquarium that they building at the zoo. It's going to be humongous.
They are building an aquarium?
You haven't been to the zoo yet?
I'm not a zoo person.
Oh, my goodness. It's going to be big as hell.
I'm not a zoo person. My uncle used to take us to the zoo. But he like... He'd like blindfold us and make us walk the whole zoo.
Blindfolded?
Not blindfolded.
That's almost like kidnapping.
We would show up there and he would make us walk the whole zoo. Like we was always high paced. We had to speed walk the whole zoo. I'm like, the whole zoo?
Uncle Charles loved the zoo.
And by the by. You know, I read an article about Disney World and how they designed their parks to not have any hills at all. Why don't the zoos do that? There's always this big old hill you got to walk up in every zoo I've ever been to. St. Louis Zoo, Kansas City Zoo, Omaha Zoo. Oh, there's a big hill there. In fact, you got to get back up and to walk back home.
Topeka.
Those are the only three that I can think of off the top of my head. I've been to one more, but I can't think of where it was.
Uncle Charles loved the zoo. We was in St. Louis. We went to the zoo.
I didn't know you could get season tickets to the zoo. I just didn't know until somebody, this young lady back when I was single, like 8 years ago, 10 years ago, she said, "You want to go to the zoo?" I'm like, "No. Why would I want to go to the zoo? I got season tickets. You can get season tickets to the zoo?"
Oh, yeah.
But whatever. I did not accept the date.
Uncle Charles was so impressed with the Kansas City Zoo.
Was he?
Kind of animal. He's like, down in Memphis, the animals don't move. They just be in the shade.
He come in Kansas City at the right time. The animals will not even show up. Wow. The tigers will not be. They be like, "Look, I'm going to the air. Come on in if you want to. Doors open."
Uncle Charles was amazed by the polar bear. It wasn't Nikita. It was the other one.
The polar bear. Now, that's the main attraction.
Nikita used to, that's why they got it right in the front. Nikita used to put on a show.
Show off for everybody.
Then they got the other one. Then the other one started.
He like, "Look, I'm not about to do all that."
But anyway, that was the month. Thank you for tuning in. And we're about to get to the show. So, what is success? What is a successful season for Uncle Charles, J-E-T-S, Jets?
Aaron and the Jets.
So, they gave up a lot for Aaron.
Too much. In fact, let me look up his
contract. And he is old in football terms. You know, he's what, 38, 39?
Old in football terms.
So, what is considered a successful season for the New York Jets?
You know we got voicemails, though, right?
See, that's yes in Spanish. Okay.
I didn't remember us talking about it. But anyway.
816-654-6883. What did they give up?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, what is a successful season?
I can find out. And they swapped first round picks this year, which, okay, I didn't understand that. But, and some next year picks, I don't know. If you want me to find out the conversations, okay. But Aaron Rodgers, let's see. Aaron Rodgers' base salary is $1.1 million this year. That's what this thing says.
That's not bad at all.
I mean,
but he probably got all of it in
because he got guaranteed. He is guaranteed $101.5 million at signing, and he's signed for the next, looks like, through 2026, which I did not know. But the dead cap ends. They can get out of the deal in 2025 with no dead cap. But he got basically this year and next year, 2023 and 2024. And so, you know.
They're in the AFC. They're in the AFC East. That is a winnable division.
Absolutely.
So let's start there.
So it's a 3-year contract terms with $150 million, $101 guaranteed to signing. Average annual salary is $50.2 million, and he had a signing bonus of $40 million. He'll be a free agent in 2025. So the question is, what is a success for Aaron and the Jets?
It has to be at least the playoffs.
No, man. You don't spend $50 million on anything just to get an entrance to the playoffs. They did that with two.
They're not going to win it
in
all.
In your division. Hold on. In your division, they did that with just signing Tyreek Hill. That's all you had to do. Get some dynamic wide receiver talent and hope. Zach Wilson rises to the occasion, i.e. Tua, and get to the playoffs. If the playoffs is the issue, if the playoffs is all you're trying to get to.
I'm being realistic.
That's a problem.
I'm realistic.
That's a problem. You spending $50 million per year.
I'm being realistic,
you
want
to be good, just get to the playoffs, you're very short-sighted.
Be realistic.
I am being realistic.
Are they going to get past the Chiefs?
I doubt it, but that's not to say they can't.
They're going to get past the Bengals.
I doubt it, but that's not to say they can't. But that should be.
Now.
But as an organization, is that not what it is? Now, I will say this.
Can they get past the Steelers?
Everybody get past the Steelers.
I was being serious. I was being serious.
Shots fired.
Can I get past the Bills?
The Bengals and the Bills.
Can I get past the Bills?
Yeah, the Bills are on a downward slide now.
Can they get past Miami?
Yes, they can get past Miami.
They definitely get past my Patriots. Hey, don't do that.
Don't do what?
I hate McCorkle. You know that.
That's your boy.
Especially with Bill O'Brien at the helm.
That's your boy.
We probably go 0-17, man.
Stop.
But anyway, back to the Jets. I think a successful season is a winning record and making the playoffs. Because I don't think once they get in the playoffs, I don't think they're going
to
win.
I didn't spend $50 million to get into the playoffs. I didn't spend to merely get into the playoffs. I didn't spend $50 million. Look.
In reality.
Look, man.
You give your fan base hope.
What's the difference between buying name brand stuff, name brand food versus off brand food? Theoretically, it's taste. A lot of people can't tell the difference.
Oh, some things cheap stuff tastes better.
Some things, yes. But those things are very limited in their scope. So, like, if I buy the bag,
you buy Dr. Pepper, then you buy Dr. Thunder.
You can tell the difference on that one. You can tell the difference on that one. But if I buy, because if you don't know it, I'm gonna tell you. You can get Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the box, or you can get it in the bag. I brought the bag one time. I brought the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, his name brand, in the bag home. It was cheaper. I can get more for cheaper because my son loves Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And my wife said, why you get this cheap stuff? I'm like, it's the same brand. And she just said, she just shrugged it off and wasn't a fan of it just because it came in a bag. I'm like, look, this has the resealable top on it. That's the main reason I got it. But either way, can you really tell the difference
between Captain Crunch and Vitamin King?
Vitamin is King Vitamin, first of all. Second of all, you can tell the difference between that.
816-654-6883.
You calling Zach Wilson King Vitamin? Stop. Stop. Oh,
if Zach Wilson wasn't banging his homie's mom, he would have got the job done on the field, just not off the field.
Are they going to release that, brother?
There's a sucker born every day. You can trade them.
They said they was going to at one point. But anyway, I just think that you don't spend $50 million. You don't pick up his homeboys either if you ain't trying to hit.
Oh, Lazard.
McCole Hardman. You don't do all this stuff to merely make the playoffs.
Listen,
Miami just signed one guy and made the playoffs. So they gave up loads of draft picks for him, but they signed one guy essentially and made the playoffs.
But listen, I totally agree with you. But in reality of the things, the teams I mentioned, I just think that they're not going to go to the Super Bowl. That's just me.
I agree. But the question is, are they in desperation mode? If we believe that they're not going to go to the Super Bowl.
Of course.
If we believe that.
You got the best coach you had in like 10 years. You in desperation mode.
If they got the best coach that they had in 10 years, then they shouldn't be in desperation mode But they are. They're making moves. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And that's one of the things I couldn't understand when they decided they was going to wait it out and hope the Packers come down off their high horse and stop asking for so much. I'm like, shoot, I knew they wasn't gonna do it, but they should have kept that $50 million. Like, I'm not swapping draft picks with y'all.
And here's the thing.
I'm not swapping draft picks. You need him more than he needs you.
Out of all the quarterbacks that was available.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you feel comfortable giving you the best chance to go to the Super Bowl? And theoretically, like,
I mean, I would say Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. So he was the best available, right?
Yeah. Agreed.
So that give their fan base a lot of hope, except for Uncle Charles, because he's a wait and see guy.
That's why I like Uncle Charles. He's even keeled guy. Like, he's not going to sit here and Aaron Rodgers couldn't even get the Packers
in a weaker conference
and division.
Let's say one
in a division that he dominated year after year after year after year, but couldn't do what it took to get to the Super Bowl. I'm not even saying he had to win the Super Bowl. Just get there. You haven't been there in 10 years, right?
Yeah.
So, and to say that the Jets are going to be this team that's going to just break the mold here and have Aaron Rodgers in the same conference as Patrick Mahomes, as Justin Herbert, as Josh Allen, as Joe Burrow.
Thank you, LSU player.
Okay. I need to get
And you can't forget the most accurate quarterback of all time. Get the
who cares button. I need that. Hey, I need it. And it's necessary.
You can't forget the greatest quarterback, the most accurate quarterback of all time.
I'm getting it. Who cares? Where is it at?
Tua Tagovailoa. The most accurate quarterback of all time, baby. Tyreek Hill even said that.
But if you, oh my God, I don't even know what I'm saying now. I don't even know what I was about
to
say.
Can't forget about Kenny Pickens.
You can forget about him because you didn't even say his name right.
What is it? Kenny Pickett?
It's Pickett, yes.
Oh, like a picket fence? Yes. Gonna get picked off all year, baby.
But
the Jets
are a poverty franchise, and poverty franchises do this. Desperate times call for desperate measures. And that's what this is, a desperate measure.
All right, we're about to go to Matt LaFleur. Then after Matt LaFleur, we will have the voicemails. So, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, his former team now, like, you're not a fan of his ex-coach, Matt LaFleur, right?
No.
You're not a fan of him.
No. And I'm going to tell you why.
And this year is going to be the year to see if we can really coach a team.
We know a lot of things about Matt LaFleur. We know he was down there in Washington with Kyle Shanahan.
Scamahan.
And they both went up together or whatever. But let's be honest with ourselves. Do we know if Matt LaFleur is a good coach?
Yeah.
Do we know that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we know that.
I think Matthew Patrick LaFleur is a great coach.
Okay, this guy.
What?
We don't know if he's a good coach or not. Just the same way we never knew if this is one of the reasons I'm not. Just because you win a Super Bowl doesn't mean much to me. It means something, but just the one is not enough. It's fine. You can look into a Super Bowl. You can look into a Super Bowl. But winning two cements you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Matt LaFleur has made it to the NFC Championships more than once, but he never could get there. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, when you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers who basically controls the whole offense, right? Mm-hmm. Who basically handles the offense for you. Yeah, you got installs. Yeah, you got concepts and schemes and all that stuff. But when Aaron Rodgers is running the show for you,
mm-hmm.
that leaves you a lot of room to do a lot of things elsewhere. But yet a lot of things elsewhere in the Matt LaFleur system has not been anything great. I think they've only had a top 10 defense once under his regime, maybe twice. Maybe. I just don't know whether it was Aaron Rodgers or whether it was Matt LaFleur.
His record is 49-22 as a coach.
It's a lot more losses than I thought, but it's a lot more football than I thought, but
so
what, four seasons? Yeah, four seasons, I think.
He's not the 5-year deal. Five million a year.
Now, is he going to get fired? Because this is either his fifth year. Yeah, this should be his fifth year.
I highly
doubt he's going to get fired. I don't think he's that bad of a coach.
He has to stink it up this year to get fired.
I don't think he's going to get fired. They'll just do the
first year of Jordan Love.
Yeah, they'll just do the Jordan Love thing. Give him a 1-year extension, see how he is. And in fact, they might do that. They might tie him to Jordan Love to see what the business is. That's what I would do.
As long as the Chiefs don't put Jordan Love, mom and girlfriend, in them nosebleeds again.
Put him up there. Put the floor up there, too.
Y'all distraughted him. That's why he had a bad game here in Kansas City.
Well, put him up. Put them all up there then.
It's time for my favorite part of the show, the voicemails. 816-654-6883 is the voicemails.
See, you got to warn people.
What's up, guys? This is audience of one Mohawk calling on my take this week. On the topic at hand, I believe a successful season for Aaron Rodgers and the Jets is to get to at least the AFC Championship game. They have a championship caliber team. I think they was a quarterback away last year. They have a top level defense, young and athletic, and they have a great coach who has shown that he can be an elite defensive play caller with the 49ers when they went to the Super Bowl and NFC Championship games as well, other NFC Championship games as well. They have the pieces at all three levels on defense. They have great and talented young receivers, and they have a really good running back and a decent offensive line. So I think that in that division, where pretty much, you know, the Bills, the Dolphins, and the Patriots, which are all very good teams, I think they had challenged the Bills for leader of that division, possibly getting in as a wild card team. And if they can get in there, I think they should be able to make some noise. But getting at least to the AFC Championship game is what would win a successful, considering where all that gave up for Rodgers and the hassle of getting him out of Green Bay. Also, with Matt LaFleur, I think Matt LaFleur is a decent coach. I think he did help Aaron Rodgers a lot because Rodgers was, you know, they drafted Jordan Love for a reason. Rodgers wasn't that good before Matt LaFleur got there. Maybe you could say that's a byproduct of Mike McCarthy. But Rodgers is pretty much dead in the water, and every year that he's had Matt LaFleur, except for last year, they made the playoffs for the NFC Championship game, and they got there and, you know, lost to the 49ers and lost to Tampa, so in back to back years, and he won two MVPs in that span. So I think he's gonna, you know, be tested with Jordan Love, and I think that he'll, you know, show that he's a viable head coach and can get out of that shadow. Also with Jimmy G, what can you say? He's never healthy, and it wouldn't shock me at all if Brady becomes, like Brady's been saying, you know, he won't come back. But until week one, until that kicks off, I still won't believe it. So we'll see. But thank you guys for letting me call. I appreciate it. Take care. What's up, guys? This is Lawrence and one more Horton calling in with another quick take right quick. I think I wanted you guys to really talk about this and elaborate on this as well. Please take some time out to talk about this because I want it to be known. I think the R, since he's a Steelers fan, and I think Big Fish, Niner Nation, would appreciate this take also. And then you would too, because I think your wife is a fan of this team, so I think you would appreciate this as well. Today has been officially 10,000 days since the Dallas Cowboys have played in an NFC Championship game. Let me give you some perspective on that. It's been 26 out of 32 teams have been to a championship game. The six are the Cleveland Browns, the Miami Dolphins, the Detroit Lions, the Washington Commanders, and then you got to also throw in the Dallas Cowboys in there as well. To give you a perspective on all of that, the Jets haven't been to the playoffs in 13 years. They have more playoff wins this century than the Dallas Cowboys, and they've been to two AFC championship games. Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't played in the league since 2016, has more playoff wins than the Dallas Cowboys, and he's been to two NFC Championship games and a Super Bowl. The Eagles have been to three NFC Championship games and three Super Bowls since the last time. I mean, the Eagles have been to eight NFC Championship games and win the three Super Bowls since the last time the Dallas Cowboys been to an NFC Championship game. The Panthers, every team in the NFC has been to at least two NFC Championship games since the last time the Cowboys have been. The only NFC team that hasn't made the Super Bowl in that span is the Vikings, but they at least went to the championship game outside of the Detroit Lions. So that's just really bad. Like, I don't know why Jerry Jones is going to keep that sham going, but I want you guys to elaborate and see how you feel. Also, my sister wasn't even alive the last time the Cowboys Victor NFC Championship game. So I just want to put that out there. My little extra hate for, you know, the offseason. I hope you guys elaborate on that. Is that good?
Mike Mutis, the R here. So we're talking about a few little topics in regards to what's going on right now with OTA. You know, it's not really a lot, but, you know, shorts. But we had a few people that were looking outstanding from different teams. You know, one of them in particular is Corey Trice from the Steelers, seventh round steal we got from Purdue. He should have went a lot higher in the draft, but, you know, they were concerned with some injuries and his. In college, I guess, because he tore his ACL in his junior season. I guess, you know, he fell down draft boards for his senior season, but he should have went a lot higher than seventh, but he's a steal. He's going to be a lockdown corner. Him and Joey Porter Jr., you heard it here first. Now, the situation with the Jets, I don't think they're going to be all that successful with Aaron Rodgers. People think they're going to be all this and all that. I think they'll go no more than 8-9 with Aaron Rodgers at the helm with the Jets because he's washed. He's washed. Jets head coach, he's okay, but I just don't see it. And this situation with Matt LaFleur with the Packers, I believe they'll have a down year because, you know, Jordan Love, you know, this will be his first opportunity to really play and show what he can do. They could surprise the people, but they could have a down year. I'm going to give them maybe a 7-10 record this year. That's what I'll predict that they'll have. And also this situation with your boy Jimmy G in Vegas, because he can't seem to pass his physical now due to a surgery that he had. I just thought that was a bad deal for the Raiders anyway. But, you know, your boy Josh McDaniels, he's going to do what he do. I just don't see the Raiders really competing this year in the AFC West, even with Jimmy G if he was healthy. There's too many other factors and other things to overcome in the AFC West. So I believe if he doesn't pass it the second time, Jimmy G will be headed back to San Francisco, or he'll be on the open market as a free agent where nobody wants him. That'll be my thought. And training camp is coming up next month. I would like to try and go to one. You know, I've never been to one here in Kansas City. See, we'll see how that goes. I'll go with my Steeler gear on. The wife would be looking at me crazy, but, you know, it's preseason. And we also plan on hitting the Chiefs and Browns preseason game. So we're just ready for football. It's here. Steelers are back. We got our quarterback of the future. Trust the process. This dog, fellas. I'm out. Peace, fellas.
Thank you for muting my mic. Now I'm back. And we're back. And the Steelers back. You heard it here first. Snap. On the Mike and You podcast.
You gotta love
fan. June 3rd, 2023.
Fan talk.
10-11 AM Central Standard Time.
Just gotta love fan talk.
There's a lot to unpack there. Yes. Let's go with Mo Horton.
Mo Horton. Well, he said the Jets need to be in the AFC Championship game to be considered a successful season. I agree.
That's part of making the playoffs, right? That's part of making the playoffs, right? Boom, yow.
No.
816-654-6883.
They have to make it to the AFC Championship game to be a successful season. I completely agree. Anything else, anything less is just uncivilized. LaFleur is a good coach.
Don't do that.
And he will be tested with Jordan Love. Completely agree with the second part of that. Don't know if I agree with the first part. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. I just think it remains to be seen whether he actually is or isn't.
Does he have to have a winning season?
What?
Do he have to have a winning season this year? Matt LaFleur.
Yeah. He's coming off of a non-winning season, right? Right? What was their record last year?
Big French, you don't know.
I'm about to find out right now.
Why do you dislike Matthew Patrick LaFleur?
I don't think he's a good coach. I don't think there's any, like, I think there's things you can bring to the table to a guy for a guy like Aaron Rodgers. But at the end of the day, if you, like, Kyle Shanahan is an amazing head coach, and we all see that. The fact, is it Brock Purdy or is it Kyle Shanahan? We don't know, because there hasn't been an unsuccessful quarterback under Kyle Shanahan. Matt Ryan saw his best days under Kyle Shanahan.
Are you feeling okay?
Like, I'm just saying, Matt Ryan has best days under Kyle Shanahan. Pause. When Kyle Shanahan departed, you saw Matthew crying Ryan go downhill. You see that with Kyle Shanahan.
Pause.
Tell me exactly what you see with Matt LaFleur.
Pause.
Nah, tell me what you see with Matt LaFleur.
I don't see anything with
that. That's exactly what I'm saying.
But the thing is, are you feeling all right, bro?
That's exactly
you gave
what
Matt
I'm saying.
Hugh Ryan. That was 8-9 last year.
They were 8-9. So no, not a winning season. And you were third in your division. And you came in third to the Lions.
You're not going to escape this.
Hear that? You hear that? I'm already escaping it. It's over. The Lions. With Aaron Rodgers on your team.
Are you feeling all right?
With Aaron Rodgers on your team, you came in third in the NFC North to the Jared Goff-led Lions.
Don't do that. Jared Goff is a baller.
To the Jared Goff Lions.
Jared Goff went to the Super
Bowl.
That's all
I'm saying. That's all I got to say.
But are you feeling all right? You gave Matthew Ryan some credit.
I didn't give credit. If you listen, rewind the tapes and realize that the credit was nowhere near given to Matthew Ryan.
Oh, it does.
It was more given to Kyle Shanahan than Matt Ryan, but we keep it moving.
You finally admit it.
And he said he'd be tested with Jordan Love. Agreed. And we're going to see exactly.
The Chiefs damaged Jordan Love.
We're
going to
see exactly how good of a head coach Matt LaFleur is. I think you're going to see exactly how decent of a quarterback he is, but you also going to see whether his coaching style is any good. He also said Jimmy G's never healthy. Completely agree.
We agree.
And he says he doesn't believe Tom Brady will come back. I don't agree with that, but we'll see.
We shall see.
Because what helps your franchise that you currently own? Your poverty franchise who ain't won nothing since 2001?
Don't do that.
I'm just saying, since 2001, no matter.
He broke him, so he's going to refix him, baby.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, this move to Vegas has been a failure.
Not to Vegas, though.
Why hasn't it?
They getting extra revenue.
I think Vegas cares about extra revenue, but they don't need it. All I'm saying is. What is the best way to get the best return on your investment? It ain't by hauling some rando out there.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy G ain't no rando.
Jimmy G is an absolute rando.
Not in the porn world.
This ain't the porn world, sir. Tom Brady, because even still, there is no bigger ticket item from where I'm sitting. You can get the number one overall draft pick, or you can get Tom Brady. You at least getting some sort of hope with Tom Brady. He wasn't a bum down there with
Tampa Bay.
And then you get the coach that he likes. It's a win-win. Really. Only issue is you're in a division with
Patrick Le'Veon Bell Mahomes, baby.
El Goto, Patrick Mahomes, and the man, Andrew Walter Reed. We keep it moving.
Did you just steal my catchphrase?
Now, he wants us to talk about it. He
We had Roman Reigns last night with 1,000.
He set this up right. 10,000 days since the last time Dallas has been to an NFC champion. He didn't say win the Super Bowl. He said since they've been to the NFC championship game.
10,000 days.
It's a long time. It's a long time.
I can't believe he counted it out.
I'm sure he didn't.
Yeah, he an Eagle fan. They can't count.
Oh, that's true. He's an Eagle fan, so he actually might have counted it out. I ain't saying that's true to the fact that you can't count. I'm saying it's true to the fact that you actually might have counted it out. So he's an Eagles fan, obviously. So there's a little vested interest there. I'm not an Eagles fan. I just like the Eagles and the way they operate. But I'm definitely a Cowboys hater. Definitely a Cowboys hater.
Why do you hate the Cowboys?
Because they aren't good. And they ain't been good. Like, Cowboys don't die. Although, Cowboys fandom doesn't die. And I don't know why. They have nothing. Nothing to be happy about. Mike McCarthy's going to get fired in a couple years for the next thing. I don't know.
Might get fired next year.
Shoot. They ain't making no championships.
Unless they hire me and you.
They ain't making it then. Because I'm sabotaging them.
What the?
I'm sabotaging everything. I ain't no Cowboy fan. But like he said, my wife is a Cowboys fan. Mm-mm. I didn't understand that either. She from Louisiana. Why are you a Cowboys fan?
Don't do that.
Why?
Mo Horton.
Why?
Is in Georgia. How he's an Eagles fan.
I'm asking. I asked her, and she said.
The R is from Columbus, Ohio.
Everybody in Louisiana, well, everybody in Shreveport is Cowboys fans. I'm like, why?
Hey. Hey, America's team, baby. Hey. The R is from Columbus, Ohio.
God bless America.
Then. And he hates Michigan. I mean, he hates Ohio State. And he's a Steeler fan.
To do with that.
So all I'm saying is you can be from somewhere and still like another team.
Oh, no doubt. Because I just asked what's the logic behind her liking Dallas. That's all I was trying to do. I already know you can be from somewhere else and like something else. Completely agree. Can't stand KU. I'm not from Kansas, but everybody in the metropolitan area loves KU. And I am
Rock, chalk, J-Hawk, K-U.
I don't know what's going on.
That's their chant, bro.
I wouldn't know. Because I wouldn't care.
What you know about M-I-Z.
Z-O-U. There we go.
Y'all suck like the zoos that
don't
with
worry,
the hills.
Don't worry. That's on the way, too. I'm not as sure as that. As I was about Patrick Mahomes, but don't
816-654-6882.
Denny Gates got us. We good. Anyway, this ain't no NCAA thing. We gonna keep it moving. Now the R. Of course, he thinks they just drafted two lockdown corners. Like
the Steelers back.
I do believe Joey Porter Jr. is gonna be top tier. I believe he got the pedigree. I believe he got the coaching. I believe that he on the right team to succeed. But this other dude he's talking about, I just think it just sounded like a team, like a
why
a
are you fan. Hanging on the R?
It just sounded like a fan of a team that you know you got high hopes for. Two lockdown corners you drafted in the same draft. How likely is that?
It shall remain to be seen.
It remains to be seen. But I do think they at least have one lockdown corner. Enjoy JPJ. He believes that the Jets will be 8-9 because Rodgers, he thinks, is washed.
Yeah. Sometimes you can be washed somewhere for so long, then you can get new scenery. You can become good.
You know who the else he is?
Me? Who?
It's the guy that was in Denver last year.
Oh, Paul Hackett?
No.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett.
Paul Heck is daddy.
Daddy, yeah.
And he was a Chiefs guy.
Of course he was. Yeah, he says Rodgers is washed. I don't necessarily believe Rodgers is washed, but I do believe this. Rodgers is on the downslide as opposed to being on the upward tick. And he was on that since the Packers signed him to that $50 million a year deal. And I thought the Packers, in fact, I'm going to call the Packers out. Thank you for saying so. The Packers need to get back to being the Packers. They have been having a plan for years, and you just been executing your plan every time. But next thing you know, here come Rodgers, and you want to change it. I don't understand. And I'm going to keep it moving for the sake of time. LaFleur and the Packers will have a down year, 7-10. It ain't down for them. They were 6-whatever last year. It ain't down.
8-9.
I guess it would be down, but yeah.
They ain't been the same since BJ Rodgers did this double down, check down, State Farm commercial. I like BJ Rodgers.
I do too.
He was a good deal.
Jimmy G, bad deal for the Raiders. Of course he was.
Let's talk about that right quick since we got like 8 minutes left for the video.
We got a video?
StreamYard?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought you was.
No. They might want to see our radio faces.
Continue.
So Jimmy G didn't pass the physical, mm-hmm. and they kept that under wraps.
Yep.
So his contract could be voided out, right? So if it voided out, who is taking the reins? Is Brady going to take the reins?
Brady was always going to take them. Once he got, Brady did with the Raiders what he was planning to do with the Dolphins. And there's a sucker born every minute. If it wasn't going to be the Raiders, it was going to be some other poverty franchise.
Stephen Ross had to screw it up.
It was going to be some other poverty franchise. Now the question is, how they going to work this all around to where he gets better talent? Because that was the whole plan of Tyreek going to the Dolphins. Yes. Now the question is, how are they going to get better weapons for Brady down with the Raiders?
Because they traded their
without tanking.
They traded their tight end.
Or with tanking. And that's probably part of it, though. Then that's probably part of it. They probably
getting Gronk out of retirement again.
Gronk ain't coming out of retirement. I think Gronk's actually finally come to grips with the fact that he ain't gonna be the best tight end ever.
He is.
He can't stay healthy.
He can't.
He can't stay healthy, and his mental health is worth staying off the field. I think he's finally realized that, so I don't think he'll be back.
You never know.
It's a horrible deal for the Raiders. I don't even know who their backup is.
Suckers born every day.
They can get the first round pick, trade it, and get as many draft picks, trade for it. I could see the wheels turning here.
Again, Travis Kelce.
Sure. Training camp is next month, and they plan to go. Him and Ashanti plan to go.
I'm planning on going.
And he's going to go to the Chiefs training camp in his Steelers gear.
Or Michigan gear.
Which is fine. You know, it is what it is. I don't know if I'm going to camp this year. I haven't been a long time.
Real quick, before we go, we got like little under 5 minutes.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for the calls. I miss those days where we used to have a lot of them.
Oh, football season, we probably get them back.
Still.
Hot cheese.
Mustang. Those days were.
Big Fish, Brother Love Tim.
Yeah.
Sluts Love Duck. Mr. This is some BS.
You're going to be saying that a lot this season.
Hey, NBA Finals. Are you watching any of the games?
Of course I am.
Michael Porter Jr., he balled out. He balled out. Then they got Christian Braun on the team from Rock Chalk J-Hope.
Of course you're going
to Joker.
Nikolai Joker.
He should have been MVP of the regular season.
I thought he was going to be.
To Kendra Perkins. But anyway, you got Denver winning.
Yes. Denver. Miami's going to put up a fight.
They did.
Coach Spo is a lot better than I originally gave him. In fact, Spo was
LaFleur before LaFleur was LaFleur, if you understand what I'm saying.
I in my opinion, Spo was LaFleur before LaFleur was LaFleur. And now that he's doing it, he's gotten back to the finals. I'm not a hater anymore.
And he only got one legit superstar.
Right. And even Jimmy, can you really? Jokic is a superstar. Jokic is a superstar. I don't know if Jimmy Butler's there anymore.
He's still there.
I don't know if he's there.
He's not playing at a consistent level. There's levels to it.
I just don't think he's at the Jokic level anymore in his career. But I do think they'll get a game or two in. But I think Denver's just too talented, too rested for them to put up enough of a fight to make this a real competitive situation.
All right. One more question before we go. My Royals suck. Can they turn it around?
I told you they would suck this year. I told you that. Oh, no. Don't you dare talk about the good guys.
You don't talk about the good guys. The good guys got to turn it around, baby.
It's time to sell everything. If you can sell
That's why your text out is about to go to this stadium.
If you
Clay County folks.
Sell the right. I'm in Platt, bro. They ain't paying for the Royals. If you could sell everything, if there's ever a time you could sell everything, it's now.
And I don't think we can sell a salvy for real.
Everything has a price. It's a sucker born every day. A broken clock is right at least two times a day. But anyway, I think that Pasquantino should be on the block. Although I do think I see some real hope in Pasquantino.
Yeah.
Bobby Witt. I want to believe in the kid.
He has his moments.
He does. But that's what home run hitters do. And I think he wants to be a home run hitter. It's just he's not there yet.
I would rather just take a hit than a home run hitter. That's what I love about Pete Rose.
But that's the problem with home run hitters.
And Tony Gwynn. I love them guys.
But that's the problem with home run hitters. It's all or nothing normally. Those are the ones that get a lot of strikeouts. Those are the ones that everybody comes to see. But you got to hit it a consistent level first. So they got to figure it out. What's the pitcher's name?
Zach Greinke.
Nope.
That's the GOAT.
Of course it is. For the pitcher, the home run hitter.
That's Zach Greinke.
No, not for the Royals.
Babe Ruth.
Okay.
Until next time, be safe, be easy. Remember, fat meat is greasy.
Deuces. We'll be right back.